E-bikes, battery fire destroys family home days before Christmas, date modified colon 2024-12-20T16:07:23.415Z, description colon 1 occupant escaped through the front door and two others were forced to climb onto the roof, comma dot. E-bike battery fire destroys family home, footage from a doorbell camera showed how quickly the house became engulfed. A devastating e-bike battery explosion has destroyed a family home days before Christmas, London Fire Brigade, LFB, has said. The fire service has warned e-bikes can be incredibly dangerous after the fire in Renshaw Close in Catford, southeast London, on December 14. LFB said the e-bike had been converted from a conventional pedal cycle by having a battery pack fitted to it, and was being charged at the time of the fire. Footage from a doorbell camera showed how quickly the house became engulfed. One occupant had to escape through the front door, and two others in a converted loft climbed through a skylight onto the roof, London Fire Brigade, LFB Deputy Assistant Commissioner Richard Field described the fire as devastating. LFB said fire damaged most of the first floor of the house and destroyed the loft and that the e-bike had been bought from an online marketplace. One male fell from the roof and suffered serious injuries, while a woman slipped but was caught by a firefighter, and later treated for smoke inhalation. LFB Deputy Assistant Commissioner Richard Field described the fire as devastating and said it was fortunate that no lives have been lost. He added, "We've seen around 160 e-bike and e-scooter fires in London this year and this incident highlights the dangers e-bikes and e-scooters can pose. E-bikes are one of London's fastest growing fire risks, with a fire on average once every other day. If you're planning on buying an e-bike or e-scooter for yourself or a loved one for Christmas and you see an offer online that seems too good to be true, it probably is." London Fire Brigade, one occupant had to escape through the front door, and two others in a converted loft climbed through a skylight onto the roof. In June, a coroner called for government action after the death of a man whose home in Bristol caught fire when an e-bike battery pack he was charging overheated and ignited. Also in June, a man from Cambridge called for urgent e-bike safety measures 1 year after his partner and two children died in a fire. Leslie Rudd, chief executive of charity Electrical Safety First, said, "Batteries in e-bikes and e-scooters can cause devastating fires if they are modified, damaged, charged incorrectly or manufactured to a poor standard. The risk associated with these devices means it has never been more important to stick to a reputable high street retailer to ensure the device you are bringing into your home is safe." In October, the Department for Business and Trade launched a campaign calling on people to buy only safe electrical products from reputable sellers, listen to the best of BBC Radio London on Sounds, and follow BBC London on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Send your story ideas to hello.bbclondon@bbc.co.uk. More on this story, why are modified e-bikes causing house fires, e-bikes, 7 in lucky escape from battery fire, watch, e-bike explodes at a London railway station, fears raised over growing risk of e-bike fires, related internet Lynn.